So this is our final, I've been very aware all day, all week, that this is our last Thursday meeting for the summer. And, you know, I admit I'm going to miss it. These meetings were really special for me. And very unique in the sense that it was such a unique time that we've been experiencing. And I can't even begin really, I think, to say what this has meant. What coming together like this online has means for us. I think each of us have our feelings about it and our experiences. And probably those experiences will deepen and become clearer or change as time goes on and we look back. We will probably continue on Thursdays, although in Paris, if the situation together in a place, we will continue having the Zoom connection too, I think, because it was it was popular, although tonight we don't have as many as we've had some nights, but I think it has meaning for people. And so I think we will continue that, but if no one can say what will happen given the current situation. And so there's a tendency to say, okay, this is our last gathering, and to become anxious about it. What should I say? What do we need? How can we, you know, best appreciate this moment? And I think the answer is that we can best appreciate this moment like we can best appreciate any moment. To truly be here, to truly be present, not being present with our expectations, or fears or anxieties, but be just here now and appreciate the faces that are here, the words that are said, my own presence here. You know, can you even appreciate the heat? It's extremely hot there. And I don't mean appreciate in the sense of like, or want, but just to fully recognize what is. And then how do we take that into our lives? What we will do later tonight, what we will do tomorrow, what we will do next Thursday, in every moment of our lives, how do we approach every moment of our lives? We have a koan of a monk or asks a teacher something like, what is the most important teaching you can give me or something? And the teacher says, attention. And the student said, okay, but what else? And the teacher said, attention, attention. And the student said, okay, attention, right? But really, what is it? Teacher said, attention, attention, attention. So the student said, what does attention mean? And the teacher said, attention means attention. And when we say attention, we mean pay attention. I don't know how you would say that in Portuguese. Because I'm not even sure in French if it's a direct translation. Attention. I guess it is, yeah. I mean, it can also be, in French, it can be like a warning. Attention. Be careful. Beware. In English, it doesn't have that same connotation. So, and we even say in English, pay attention. So it's as if you're granting attention. So Seo was saying it's attention. Attention. So we can even say it's we're giving our attention. It's like a generous act to give attention. It's a gesture of generosity. And when we don't, it's an act of greed, actually. We're holding back. We're holding back our attention. And which is really an interesting way to look at it, because we even have a precept that is, you know, I vow to refrain from being greedy. Or stingy, I think it is, but it's the same thing. Which is to, and it's, we add after that, especially with the Dharma. So I vow to refrain from being greedy, especially with the Dharma. And so when we don't pay attention, when we're not giving our attention, we're holding it back, it's greedy. And it translates into very real consequences. So when you're in the presence of someone and you're not giving your attention to that person, your attention is going elsewhere, that you're withholding your attention. You're being greedy with your intention and you're not sharing it with the other person. You're thinking about something else. You're not being present here fully. And it doesn't mean you have to agree with what the person is saying or even like the person or even have any opinion about the person. It just means paying attention. Just being there with the person and listening to what is being said. It can also be an activity. So work. Washing the dishes. Riding the bus. Talking to the woman who is selling bread, walking through the market. It can be any activity. You can apply attention to anything. In fact, our practice is that, to pay attention, to give our attention to whatever arises. We attempt to do that in our sitting practice. It's not easy. We sit there and we're thinking about a million other things instead of just paying attention to right here now. But that's what our practice is about. When we are washing the dishes, we are just washing the dishes. When we are driving the car, we're just driving the car. And it can involve a lot of attention. Driving the car involves being attentive to many different aspects. But the totality of driving the car, we give our attention to that, even if it means paying attention to various, the other cars, the cars ahead, the cars behind, the speed limit, the hands on the wheel, whatever it is that you're paying attention to. It's a unity. We have a unity of attention in that. And there isn't one activity that needs to have more attention than another, which is the beauty of it. So you can give your attention entirely to watching a video on YouTube. You can give your attention entirely to reading the news. But if you do that, then you will realize, if you do it entirely, that it's not the same as if you don't, if you're thinking about something else while you're doing it. And that means even, okay, say reading the news, for example. You're not reading the news to feed, to confirm your opinions or feed your fears. You know, check on the death toll today from COVID in order to reinforce your fears or to reassure yourself. You're just reading it as a desire to be informed. Or you're washing the dishes not to do it brilliantly, or not to finish it quickly, or not to do it so that the people you live with will think you're so good because you did the dishes and they didn't. You know, we used to, when I lived in a Zen community, we had a schedule of things we were supposed to do. So every week it changed. So 1 week I was supposed to clean the toilets, and the next week I was supposed to clean the kitchen. The next week I was supposed to clean the staircase or whatever it was. Each week it was different who bought the flowers for the Zendo. Those were the things related to the house. And then among us who lived there, we had things like, which we didn't formalize, but we should have, who buys toilet paper? Who buys olive oil? Things like that that we shared. And sometimes I noticed that myself, I would clean the kitchen because in such a way so that everyone would notice that I cleaned it really well, because the other people, I thought, were not doing it properly. And so I wasn't really cleaning the kitchen, you know. I was trying to make myself look good. I wasn't so worried about the kitchen. And our practice aims to leave no traces even of who has cleaned the kitchen. Do it in the middle of the night when no one's watching and no one knows. You don't even have a list that says, this week, Amy's cleaning the kitchen. Leave no traces. You are so one with it that you're not doing it for some other reason. It needs to be clean, you clean it. And you don't need to be seen cleaning it, right? And then even with, like I said, you know, there were certain people who never bought toilet paper, who never replaced the olive oil. And then that also became a kind of, I'm so good because I notice when the olive oil is running out and I buy some, so we have it in advance, right? Or I was, you know, at times I was the only woman using the toilet, so I was the one who needed the toilet paper more than the others, and they weren't buying the toilet paper. And so I would become kind of a martyr, right, of the toilet paper situation. All of these are giving my attention to something else instead of just what needs to be done. And I guess maybe I'm talking about this tonight because now we, our regular gatherings of sitting together, having this as a reference point, we won't have now for several weeks. Of course, for those of you who are attending the retreat, we will have it again in a different way. But, and so we have to figure this out for ourselves. Maybe this structure has been important for you. Maybe it hasn't, I don't know. But at least it was a structure. It gave a reference point. And when we no longer have that, we have to establish that for ourselves. And one of the ways that we can do it is paying attention to paying attention. Of course, it's good. I encourage you to try to maintain a regular sitting practice, but if you can't or you don't, or whatever, at the very least, and actually, maybe that's the most important, is when in the middle of the day, when you're going about your day, pay attention to paying attention. When you remember to pay attention. Pay attention to when you don't pay attention. Because if you're paying attention to when you're not paying attention, you're paying attention. So it sounds like really this Zen jargon, but it's true. There's so many other things that we can say. You know, there's so many things we can talk about. But, you know, we have this, in the Diamond Sutra, there's a quote that says, delusion is enlightenment. And we have talked about this before. It's the same thing as, samsara is nirvana, right? In a retreat many, many, many years ago, early in my practice, someone in a Dharma talk asked my teacher, he actually was one of her Dharma brothers, who came to a retreat that she was leading, and he was trying to provoke her. I'm not sure if he knew he was doing that, but that's what he was doing. And he said to her, so, Catherine, he didn't even call her Sensei or Roshi. So, Catherine, what's the difference between samsara and nirvana? And I thought, oh boy, what is she gonna say? Was worried, you know, thinking, oh no, he's like trapping her. What is she going to say? She stopped for a minute, you know, and she just sat there and she said, well, actually, they're the same thing. My mind was blown. I don't know if anyone else's was. And it was as if in that moment when she said it, I got it. I couldn't say what I got, but I got it. I was like, oh yeah, something happened in me. And when we truly pay attention, you know, nirvana, a translation of nirvana is extinguishing, you say. So extinction. But all that means is extinguishing separation. It's extinguishing, so separation meaning also our mind being elsewhere, not being present. It's extinguishing all of our judgments and our projections elsewhere, our grasping and our pushing away, rejecting. And samsara, the definition of samsara, is the opposite of that. It's grasping, rejecting, being distracted, going elsewhere, not paying attention. So when we say they're the same thing, this seems like impossible. But the reason she could say it was the same thing is because she was one with both of them. So if you are, in, like I said, if you're paying attention to not paying attention, then you are paying attention. And the same goes with samsara, if you, or delusion. You know, delusion is separation. So if you are fully aware of, if you are one with it, whatever it is, the delusion, then you are no longer separate. That's why we say this is a practice of including, of embracing instead of pushing away. So we, if you embrace whatever it is, you embrace the whole of life. That is nirvana. It's moment to moment, however. It's not like you arrive at this great mountaintop and everything is embraced and that's nirvana and you're there for the rest of time. No. Because then that's separation again. Then you fall back into the samsara, which is arriving somewhere, accomplishing something, being fixed, holding on, grasping, rejecting. So it's a moment-to-moment practice, which is nothing other than paying attention. Right here, right now, to what is. And that is what our practice always is, and that is what I'm suggesting you can make your practice in these weeks when you don't have a group to sit with, whether it's virtually or in person, whether you don't have a regular schedule for your sitting practice. Of course, I recommend giving yourself a schedule of some kind, but if you don't, just pay attention. Wherever you are, to whatever is happening. And if you give yourself entirely to that, you will see that your experience is different. Your experience of that activity, of that moment, is different. It's whole. So, open it up for other people's voices. Rachel, yeah.
I'm not saying anything. Just wanted to share that for me too. Although I think I missed four thoughts. they were really, really important. I missed you a lot, and I was really worried when you went away. for COVID. And your Dharma talk, especially the first, I don't know, especially the ones that I've been in, that I've paid attention, thank you for sharing with us your experience, for opening to us what it seems for me an almost near death, and the importance to be open with that, to let it be, and to open with us for love. And I think, like you said, and I feel, to be vehicle for us of love, of unconditional love, and the moments, like you were saying, the moments that I can get that, and although still in practice, I really feel that it opens a lot of space in practice, a love space, and it was really important, and I'm very grateful for you to share that with us. Thank you very much. About the dishes. I do have in retreats my moments. Although I don't want to make everything well, and people, I don't have that issues. I have mine. And what I notice, I really want to be quick with it, get it done. I really appreciate my ability to do that. I feel really vain within myself, and I have a lot of problems when other people arrive and I have to share that my ability to be quick with others, that they somehow put it in cause, you know. And I'm not so quick, and I do have problems sharing that space. Well, in summary, it's like I prefer to do alone. You don't have to know about it, but get it done quick. And I was thinking, but this, well, in here, I'm not concerned with cleaning the space. So let me see what I can learn from your words, and when I'm again in retreat or not, or in my life, pay attention to that and open it, and try not to achieve anything by that. Just be attentive to that, rush need to get things done alone. I experience. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Just to speak to what Krisha said about sharing my experience, and I think that when I'm talking now about attention, it's the same thing. It's that by giving your attention, it's actually giving love. It's the same thing. It's not. It's welcoming whatever arises with love. It's welcoming whoever arises with love. I think when I was sick, and I really paid attention. My mother said, on just recently on the weekend. My family meets every week on Zoom together. And my mother said, Amy, I think you were really much sicker than you thought you were. And and other people, you know, nodded too. You know, my sisters nodded that they agreed or something. And I'm not sure that's true. I think that I knew that I was very sick, but that I guess maybe I was not separate from it. I was so much that there was nothing held back. There was no part of me that was resisting and was saying, oh, I'm so sick. There were difficult moments. I don't mean to say that. And there was an awareness of the severity of my situation. But at the same time, I think that it could look like that to my mother or to my sisters, because I was not dramatizing it, you know, because I was fully that. I was not outside of it. Fear and drama and I don't even know how to say it, are something that we experience outside of when we're on the exterior. You know, like when you're, if you've ever had a car accident, I was once in a car accident, and during the car spinning around, there was no fear. It was just what it was. It was, as soon as the car stopped was when the fear took over, and it was looking back saying, oh, that was frightening. But I think that when this ties in with the love, that it's, I fully embrace whatever is, if I can do that, if that's where love is, and that changes then how we experience things. And this became very clear for me. Everything else was superfluous. What we think of as the everyday world and all of the cares and everything we were doing became superfluous. I read recently that the Native Americans, their two basic principles of life, their two basic life principles are humbleness and love. And that's exactly what I spent those weeks in bed with. Deep, deep humility and humbleness and deep, deep love, which came from paying attention. I think if you know, and I think the Native American peoples, they pay attention to every piece of grass, every animal, every human being, to the sun, to the rain, to the whole. And that gives rise to great humbleness and love. We can also say, okay, because we feel love, we will pay attention, but we can cultivate the humbleness, the humility, and the love by paying attention. And I think that's what I did when I was sick. And that's what I tried to share with you. And then I could share it with you because I was paying attention to it. And I was paying attention to you. And I was paying attention to the moment, and therefore I could share it. And I realized that was exactly what my whole purpose is. It's nothing else. It's really nothing else. I, just to go back to, you know, I'm sure that every talk is different. If and the value of these talks is different. One of the beauties of these talks on Zoom is that they're shorter than talks that we have in retreats or something. And so if anyone, you know, even if a committee of people are interested in transcribing the talks, I think it could be a valuable resource for all of us. You know, we could even make a little book of them. Edit the, you know, I can edit them, take out the and whatever, you know, that kind of thing. But, it really could be a valuable tool. I think there are software programs now where you can have transcriptions, right? Joanna, you probably know about that, huh? Yeah. But I think that it could be really valuable to be able to go back. I know there was one that was not recorded because Joa forgot to return on the record. And Krisha took notes and sent them to me, which was really valuable because I had forgotten what I said. And I hope that I saved those notes she sent to me. I think I did. You still have them, Krisha? Yeah, okay. I also have notebooks that I've been keeping since the beginning of the confinement. So I have a written record of a lot of what I've experienced. And I'm at the moment working on a poetry manuscript from those notebooks. So there will also be a record of that. But the real record is in you. That's the record that counts. Even if you don't remember any of it. It's how you walk, how you breathe, how you move in the world that is the important record. Okay. We could have actually done a circle tonight and had heard what everyone had to say, but.
Sue raised her hand.
Ah.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, so.
Yes, it was not easy because I look where is the scene to.
I didn't have it on, so I didn't see it, okay.
It's okay. I only want to say that the COVID bring me this feeling that I can have I can be present for something like that in a conversation in a Zoom. For me, it was always something that I don't feel very comfortable with, and it was good. All every Thursday to come here and to be with together. It was a very good experience to me. Something stayed by me before these weeks. Something is in me. I think it's this. Feeling that I have the experience, and now I can have this.
That's great.
And yeah, and Okay, it's all that I can say. I want to say.
Thank you.
I just coming back to what you said earlier, paying attention to paying attention. How is that not separate?
Not separate from?
Well, if you're paying attention to paying attention, you're not one.
Ah, well, you know, that's an interesting, what shall I say?
Conundrum?
Well, it comes up in different forms in the teachings. Sometimes it's just be aware of awareness, we say, which is pay attention to paying attention. And if you are I guess maybe it's the first step is that you pay attention to when you're not paying attention, maybe, is what it is. And then when you see that, that you're not paying attention, then you can look out for when you are paying attention, maybe. But you won't recognize it until you're not paying attention anymore, maybe. Something like that. Because as you point out, it implies separation. If you are paying attention to paying attention, then you're separate from the paying attention. But it's all just words. I think when you feel it, doesn't matter what the words are. You experience it. Well, another one we say is think, not thinking. As we say, not thinking is what we're supposed to. You know, what we're trying to do is not think. But it doesn't mean not think. So then someone asked Dogen, well, how do you do it? And he said, think, not thinking. We don't have words for these. It's just, it's experiential. It's like love. The word doesn't mean anything. You know? It's experiential. Barbara.
Hello. I wrote something. You know, my English is horrible. I would like to tell you. For me, not disrespect you when I call you Amy. Amy, it's so lovely that something, I forgot the Roche or Joa Sensei, não é Joana? Sensei, Joa Sensei. Always Amy. It's nice, Joa, a sacrilege, say, Amy. And grateful to all Wildflower for the wonderful gift of being us online. And for that, I would like, I ask for, from the bottom of my heart, that you are us and you, Wildflower, continue to use the online way. I'm very happy when Lisa give me the link. I think that I'm not the community, you, the circle students, we are not accept me because I'm phew, but I try. Oh yes, I can rip, and I go and I'm there, and I don't know that you are here. I'm only new when I enter of the retired 3 days that you give us, okay? The retired 3 days. And I pay attention, and okay, it's meditation. There are Dharma talks and Friday. And thank you, Lisa, thank you, Amy, thank you, Joa, remind me. And each week, I remember something. And times, I imagine the people, first Amy, what I saw to the windows, because Amy say very that you saw how you saw through the windows and in your room. And I imagine Amy and other people saw through the windows and other weeks I kept the song of Cat Steven. Ooh, baby, baby, it's a wide part. And I fly you. And someday, other day, you have a test, a link of the test, a circle and Rwanda. And what is the instrument, the object that I take for this circle? And I tell my history, my ancestries, okay, my only story. My object and what I'm talking about in this circle, I don't remember the name of this. Oh, I don't know, remember. But I imagine in this circle. Other times, I thank you for the explanation of Koa, a gate, to see zero gate to every day to see zero. Every day to pay attention, it's interbing, okay? Interbing, yes?
Mm-hmm. No.
And okay, my gate is gate zero every day. Gate zero, it's very difficult, gate zero. And I remember my retreat at summer, 1 year ago. It's a very example for me that what is zero? Zero your community, zero meditation, zero zendo, zero the zero, zero, thank you, zero, 3 days, zero. 3 days to cleaning, on cleaning bathrooms and washing and the first meal of the morning. I'm trying in the future circle other tariffs or other works. Yes, and it's yes, zero. It's possible. Zero, zero, zero. And I thank you. I every day zero, gate zero. It's very special, very special. I discover you because I talked to Joa that have my first meditation, and he asked me for why, and I said, oh, I put in the internet the best retreats and a list. And I saw wildflower, you. And I think flower. Okay, I think that someone who have name a flower, not be bad. Okay, flower. Flower. It's very. Kindness, okay, and I'm go on. And my life, it's very. I have afraid of Amy. She and retreat and thank you, Lara. And I have confusion and ask and someone ask me and I have. I have to give us a problem. And I remember the death of my father, the finish of my relationship, and I cry all the retreat. And I think this position, it's nice to the first days, but the other days I my legs, and it's, thank you. The Dharma talks, all share of you. And I think, oh God, I have to speak English. I have to speak English. In the first retreat, the curse, three months learn English, spoken English. To communicate with these people, I'm 55 years. And yes, thank you very much. A gift, a miracle, somehow that you know. Thank you, Amy. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, I'm glad you found us.
Yes.
So. Okay. I think we need to end. We will continue, not for the next month and a half, but we will continue. And the retreat, of course, I don't know if you signed up, Barbara, but you can. No? And so, yes. we'll be here. Thank you all for your presence and for ringing the bells when you needed to ring the bells, and for hosting and just coming and listening and being here sitting with us. Thank you, everyone. We'll end with the vows.
Krisha, can you do the bell while I sing? Do you know how to, yeah?
Yes, I know.
Do you want to sing?
I would love to, but I would need the text. Ah. I only have it.
Give me a second.
You have it?
Yeah, I'll give me a second and I'll okay. Find it.
I'm always afraid I forget it. Sentient beings are numberless. I vow to save them. Illusions are inexhaustible. I vow to put an end to them. Reality is boundless. I vow to see it. The Buddha way is unsurpassable. I vow to embody it. Sentient beings are numberless. I vow to save them. Illusions are inexhaustible. I vow to put an end to them. Reality is boundless. I vow to see it. The Buddha way is unsurpassable. I vow to embody it. Sentient beings are numberless. I vow to save them. Illusions are inexhaustible. I vow to put an end to them. Reality is boundless. I vow to see it. The Buddha way is unsurpassable. I vow to embody it.
May I respectfully remind you, life and death are of supreme importance. Life swiftly passes by and the opportunity is lost. Awaken, take heed, do not squander your life.
Okay. Good evening. Goodbye, everyone.
Have a great summer.
Yeah. See you all online in August.
Yes. See you soon.
Okay.
Yeah. Bye. Oh, one thing maybe, sorry. Noon sitting. We'll stop tomorrow. Tomorrow is the last day.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll still have the sitting on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Nós vamos manter a meditação às 7 da tarde nas quartas-feiras.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.